the closure of the federal helium reserve could let the air out of Western New York's new growing manufacturing balloon.
Senator Schumer appearing before Praxair leaders and employees. The company provides atmospheric high-performance coatings and supplies specialty gases like oxygen, nitrogen, and helium. Senior Vice President at Praxair, Ray Roberge.
It turns out that Praxair and other industrial gas companies have been purchasing helium from the federal government for many years.
In fact, Praxair exports helium around the globe. Helium is a byproduct of natural gas with a number of uses. Schumer says a law back in 1996 to close down the reserve never anticipated the increased use of helium in the medical field and manufacturing.
When they began to phase it out in 1996, helium didn't have many uses. It's a funny thing, but with all this new technology, helium is in great demand for things like the new medical devices, the MRIs we didn't have 15 years ago, like chips that go into cell phones and iPads, and like certain kinds of manufacturing processes.
The senator is calling on lawmakers to support the Helium Stewardship Act of 2012 to reauthorize operations of the reserve.
The big enemy we have here is not anyone who opposes it, although some people might say, well, the government will make some money if we just close it down, but not very much. We'll lose more money in taxes from lost jobs and lost businesses around the country. But it's just making the floor time. At the end of the session before Election Day, everyone fights for floor time, and that's where my position can try to help.
Schumer warns the loss of the reserve could have ramifications not only on Praxair, but Roswell Park Cancer Institute. Medical research relies on helium.
We do use a great deal of helium in two different ways. We use it for research purposes. About 30% of our helium usage is in research. The research involves different aspects of scientific investigation.
Roswell Park's Dr. Ronald El Borrico is director of neuroradiology.
Without it, we would be unable to have superconducting magnets, and MRI would not exist in its current form.
Helium is able to cool to the lowest temperature.
Superconduction requires very cold temperatures and is a process of electrical conduction that has no electrical resistance. So we can generate very high magnetic fields that way and use relatively little energy. 70% of our use in Roswell Park in helium is for liquid helium to cool our clinical magnetic resonance imaging and our experimental magnetic resonance imaging.
About half of the helium used comes from the government's reserve. Dr. Michael Holden is also very concerned about the future supply. He's vice president of the aeronautics sector at Buffalo-based Kubrick.
I'm going to let you into a little secret that most people in Western New York do not know. Just opposite the airport, in a lab, just below that dome that you've seen, is the most powerful set of facilities in the world to do reentry and missile testing. And not in the American government or the Europeans or even now the Chinese do we have capabilities like that. And basically we use those for a number of key things associated with the development of high-speed systems in the United States. In the case of NASA, we are the principal group associated with the development of the new capsule that they're developing and the Ares reentry launch system. We're doing work to the tune of typically 3 to 5 million in that area. But our biggest use is to work on defense projects.
There is a helium shortage nationwide, and Senator Schumer is calling on Congress to act quickly to keep the reserve operating by supporting the bipartisan bill.
My goal is we want to pass it by December 31st, the latest, because that's when the new law would come into effect.
Schumer noted that the helium reserve does have enough in storage until the year 2020. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.